driver?
Yeah.
Thank you, sir. We'd hope to catch you in your office, but where do we have you now?
Well, actually, I had a whole bunch of people in my office, and I couldn't speak there.
Uh-huh.
So I had to go out of the office to a pay booth. So I'm in a pay booth.
All right.
Sorry.
Thank you. One moment, please.
Mr. President?
Yes, Sarge. I'm sorry I didn't get you, but I had the NATO man here and had meetings this morning. Just got around to calling you back.
Well, I appreciate you calling me back at all. I know God knows how busy you are. I had two things. First of all, I wanted to thank you for the very fine letter you wrote me on OEO. I appreciate it very much. The second thing was that on Sunday, I got a very unusual, in fact, is unprecedented call from Mayor Daley out in Chicago. He telephoned me from his home to say that he hoped that I wouldn't have to make any decision on other jobs until next Monday, the 26th of February, when they're having their final meeting out there on candidates for all the jobs in the Illinois ticket. He said that there's a lot of talk about me out there, very favorable talk, in either one of the two top spots for senator or governor, and that he hoped that I wouldn't have to make a decision which would preclude them giving consideration to me. I told him I was not interested in the race for the Senate, and that I thought also that you had been extremely patient, and that I was very hesitant to ask you, on top of all the other delays that have been going on, for this request. But he said to me that if I felt that I could, that would I please do so? I thought to myself about it, and I thought, well, I'd better speak to you because I didn't think that you probably would not want me to just say no categorically to Daley. On the other hand, I am, as I said a minute ago, extremely conscious of the fact that you have been very patient on this other matter. So I wanted you to know about the call, which, so far as I know, is unprecedented. I don't think that the mayor has ever called anybody down here, I may be wrong on that, to make this kind of a statement. And I have subsequently checked a little bit out there to find out that at this stage of the game, it looks as if there is a large number of very influential Democrats out there who are urging Daley to arrange things in such a way that I would be slated for governor, leaving a man named Sam Shapiro in his current position as lieutenant governor, which is agreeable, it appears, to Sam Shapiro. The problem, as you may know, is that Governor Kerner indicated to a couple of newspaper people that he thought that Shapiro would be the best candidate for governor. There's a groundswell of opposition to that, and the mayor asked me about that explicitly, and I said, well, I felt that I wouldn't really want to be on a ticket with Shapiro as the head man, although I like Sam Shapiro very much. I didn't think it could be possibly a winning ticket, and I base that on a lot of information that people have given to me. So here I am now in the position of having to speak to you about whether or not it would be possible for you to hold off on these other matters until next Monday. That's the purpose of my call.
Yes, I have some problems that way, but I don't think that they're insurmountable at all, and I'll talk to the folks involved. There's one that you'll know about, a rather top-flight man. I've had him a little bit dangling under a kind of a semi-commitment, I think we can do that all right. You know that my guess is that Daley, I don't know anything about it, but my guess is that Daley and that group are going to big in the administration.
Yes, well, actually, the mayor pretty much leveled with me, I think, on that, in that he pointed out that the papers for Governor Kerner on the judge thing were either down here or about to get down here, and that there was a certain amount of push, including perhaps him, toward getting a prompt action on them. But what's happened, I think, and I'm just guessing, but I've got pretty good grounds, is that since that happened, let's say last Friday, when Governor Kerner came out and said that he thought that was the best ticket, the mayor has gotten a lot of adverse reaction to it. Now, he actually said to me this on the phone. I said, well, I thought it was a little unusual. When he called me, I said, I thought it was a little unusual for Governor Kerner to have said what he did. He said to me, it's not unusual, it's presumptuous. Now, that's a direct quote. And I sensed, Mr. President, that he was somewhat, if not more than somewhat, irritated about the turn of events out there last Friday. And I've been down here for a long while, but I've never had the mayor call me at home on Sunday about any matter. I then found out from another person out there that the mayor had talked to them and told them that he had done this. Now, I honestly believe that they're still most interested in the possibility of leaving Shapiro on the ticket and having me run for the Senate. I've also told him I would not do that, and I gave him my reasons, which I think are legitimate reasons, and he's well aware of that. That is, the mayor is, and so are the others out there.
Well, I think if it's all right with you, I don't want to involve myself in any of Daley or Kerner's or even your plans so far as dictating what happens. That's a matter for all of you, and I'm friends with all of you, and I don't want to get involved in it. I did want you to know, as a friend of yours, what I thought they had indicated, and you, I gather what you'd like to do is just us not make any announcement on anything until Monday of next week. That is what you're saying. We'll try to do it.
That's what I would prefer. I would say until Tuesday morning of next week, because Monday is when they meet out there. And frankly, I will be in touch with you or Marvin, if you prefer, before then, because I told the mayor that I wouldn't come out and appear before those slate makers on next Monday unless he had given me some indication before I came that as to what would happen, because I didn't think it was a proper thing for me to do as an official of the administration, come out there, so to speak, begging for a job, that I didn't need that. And he agreed with that completely. So I would say that on Friday or Saturday of this week, I ought to have a pretty clear indication, or maybe earlier, from Mayor Daley that there either is the ball game is on or the ball game's not on.
Right, that's good. Now, can you keep it, I read all this stuff in the paper, you know, about the ambassadorship and so forth. I haven't talked to anybody but you and,
well,
Rusk. Now, you keep your own letter and resignation away from your people and don't let it leak over there, and we won't let it leak here.
Fine. Nobody has seen that letter except my wife, and the only one who's seen the one coming back is my wife. On the other things, President, I was concerned about them too, and I was, I don't know where, for example, I never have talked to Joe Alsop in 6 months, and the same thing goes for the other guys who've been writing that stuff, Drew Pearson. My own belief is that I remember a story came out written for the Chicago Tribune by someone named Philip Worden down here in Washington, whom I've never met, in which it was stated for the first time that there was some possibility of my going abroad. And I think it's been just built up out of that. Frankly, I have not discussed it with any of the people who've written about it.
But just don't do it.
I won't.
We have some folks over there, you know, that
I know
talked about. They haven't helped me, some of them, in the poverty group, and we don't want to cry over spilt milk. That's a thing of the past. I just want to be careful on this one because of your own feeling of the matter, and I want to go along with it. So I will tell Marvin just to wait for any call from you, and we'll do our best to think just as they are until you hear.
Thank you very much.